This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Qatar and Ecuador. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Okay, guys, we're in the car coming back from the first game of the FIFA World Cup 2022, Qatar versus Ecuador. In the car with me is Zubi, Pascal Zubabula, Sunday Alessi, Alberto Zaccaroni and Elliot Stornell, our football performance analysts. So, gentlemen, let's have a talk about the game. Sunday, tell me, who was the most influential player for you in the Ecuador team?
Well, I think the number 20 with Estrada was totally the most influential one in the team, because the movements he made and breaking the lines backwards in and out into even at the same time into the lines of the two central defenders gave him the possibility to really distribute and influence the tempo of the game, and he was exceptional in my opinion.
Yep, so just a stat on his distributions there. He made 79 passes, which was the most of any Ecuadorian player, and completed 97% of them, which just shows his influence in Ecuador's style of play.
Very impressed. I rarely do teams come out these days playing the 4-2-4 system when they're going defensive. They came out with a rather now a bit outdated 4-4-2 system to go defensively shape. But the way they animated it made it extremely difficult for the Qataris to play. You could see very well that one important thing that they did that I found tactically very strong was that they stopped the Qatar's strong point, when you know them from the past, which was playing out from the middle, from the central defense. They stopped them from playing. The fact that they were playing two strikers up front and when they had the ball, and they had two who came to join them on the wing. So at the end of the day, Qatar ended up playing with a five-man defense line, and that's robbed them of any means of stopping the other team from building up from the back, which was great.
And this was the number 10, the left midfielder Ibarra, and the 19, Plata, making that front line of four.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head, yeah.
And talk to me about the build-up. How did Ecuador build up against Qatar?
Well, what was very interesting about them was that they were very smart. Now, when they started to build up, the central defensive midfielder drifts it back into the line of these two central defenders, and they opened up to a three-man defense line, which allowed the two fullbacks to now push up high in the midfield. And what they did, which was they applied the five principles of attacking, especially width, which was opening up the field, and penetration. So that means they just played out a bit from the side, and immediately a long ball went up. They avoided the midfield, went over it, penetrated all through it to the two strikers who won most of the duels, and especially with the number 11, who I find very, very Estrada, very impressive, who just broke the lines by coming in. So I believe that the FIFA technical, the stats guys have all this documented, I believe.
Yeah, so Estrada received the ball between the defensive and midfield line 11 times, which was the second highest of the Ecuadorian players. As a team, they broke the midfield line 41 times compared to Qatar's 29, and they had a total receptions between the midfield and defensive line of 55, which was 9 more than Qatar, who had 46.
Total domination.
Yeah, so, and talk to me, you said a lot about the coach. You said you could tell that the coach had put his fingerprint on this team. What did you mean by that?
Well, you see some teams and you think, okay, this is a team that's individually gifted. They have individual players. But the way this team is playing, you could see like it was as if, like the Ajax of the old days, that you see them, like, you see that everything is like worked out from the back. This player has their own responsibilities, their roles to play. I really am impressed with the way this team plays, because they have schemes that are being repeated all through the game. And in the second half, and it was the tactical setup the coach made that totally paralyzed any chances Qatar had to really make an impact in this game. I'm really impressed by him.
Yeah, it was a great game, and as you know, getting 3 points from that opening game puts them in a strong position now in the group. So, Alberto, you said Qatar, they didn't start very well. Tell me why.
It's obvious that they missed, you know, they just like missed out their entrance into the tournament itself. And I think he thinks it's probably due to the fact that the pressure of the event itself, they're not used to playing at this level and being the hosts. I think he thinks they kind of paralyzed their own chances and their game, particularly. What actually happened to the Qatari team the most was that they were outnumbered in midfield, they were outnumbered in the sections of the game, and that kind of like became like a catalyst effect to them making mistakes one after the other. And it went up to the point of the goalkeeper, who like missed out his own, made miss errors and then on. So, but then I think we have our goalkeeper specialist.
La squadra si è intimorita, si è abbassata, non è riuscita a ripartire.
So Zubi, you're in the car with us as well. Tell us about the goalkeepers this evening.
Yeah, I think Alberto Zaccheroni mentioned it already very clear. First of all, we can't forget the pressure, the huge pressure on the Qatari national team 11 for this opening game. And it was an early free kick, set play. And the goalkeeper from Qatar, Saad, he wanted to show up clear, hey, this is my area, I will come out for this high ball, but the timing was not correct. And then he was completely missed the ball and he came too late, but he was brave. He's a brave goalkeeper, he's a dominant goalkeeper, he's clear the number one here in Qatar. But in this situation, you felt straight away this action was not good enough. And then after this, a goal, they scored a goal, Ecuador, but it was a disallowed because about offside lately. But you felt straight away he wasn't sure anymore, he wasn't in the game anymore. Same than the whole team was not in the game anymore. They tried to play out a shot from the back when they have a goal kick, but the quality was not good enough. Even from him also sometimes back pass, he missed the ball he kicked the ball not very well. And also his teammates, the defensive line also, it was not clear anymore. And I give Alberto Zaccheroni clear right in this aspect that Saad in this game, he was really not good as the whole team. But I have to say, in the on the other side, Ecuador, like Sandy Olise mentioned, they played a very well game. They were very physical clear. And from the goalkeeper from Ecuador, I didn't saw a lot from him. He didn't had any situation where he needs to make a save or something special. Only one point was a little bit surprising me. Even they have very good players, tactically, technical good players. When they had a goal kick, he played every ball long. But for conceding any goal, they didn't had any problems to deal today against in this opening game against Qatar.
Well, if I may add something to that, I think what Zubi rightfully said, and it's a very good remark from him, that the goalkeeper was playing long. From my tactical analysis of it, they were playing long because when they had the ball, they went with four players up front. And they were physically dominating the Qataris when the ball came long. I think that's why it was an option they intentionally chose. I don't know Zubi, but it seemed as if it was an option they intentionally chose to play long, because they were winning most of the duels anyway.
Yes, exactly. Because Ecuador, they had a good headers, and when Galindez played the ball to Estrada or also to Valencia, they are to play from a goal kick onto. That was a very good variation. And why not playing a long ball, you know? You see straight away, Sunday, there was special. Qatari, they try to play it out of the back, yeah? They have a Spanish head coach. He likes to play out of the back with a goal kick. But they were not sure. Sometimes I missed the quality from the passes, the quality from the technique, from the individual players for my Qatari. And in the opposite, you see Ecuador, hey, you know what? We played the ball long on one side. It was a clear picture. Yeah? And that was very obviously, hey, we don't play out of the back. The goal kicks, you played the ball long, and Galindez made then this
Just to touch on that point then, so you said about Qatar, they wanted to play out, they wanted to have the ball, but Alberto, talk to me about, you said to me, they didn't have solutions, they didn't have options. What did you mean?
Il problema è che è evidente, si vedeva che...
They lost the communication problem went out in the team, and that cost them, you know, the organization itself, and it made them lose confidence. And for that reason, mistakes just started falling after the other because they were not longer confident.
Le seconde palle sono sempre state del Qatar. Poi c'è che la squadra.
Well, because of the fact that the communication was lacking, they did not have a coordinated effort when they had to win the ball back, and that was that affected them.
Riuscita ad entrare in partita. Nel secondo tempo.
Well, Mister says that what was also what was also notable was that in the second half, the number 11, Afifi, dropped off into the midfield, even at times coming so deep as to the defensive midfield line to pick up the balls and to get more into the game. But that notwithstanding, they were not that dangerous after spite of that.
Solamente Ali, il numero 19, che è rimasto solo, tant'è vero che poi è stato anche sostituito.
Okay, fantastic. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. Tomorrow we are back in the car. We go to England versus Iran. We have Senegal versus Netherlands and also United States versus Wales. So looking forward to it. There's still a little bit of traffic for us to get out from the stadium before we get back to the hotel, but looking forward to joining everybody again tomorrow.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.